So Wes again grew up in the borough here, and he would go to work from Surbiton to Brentford, which is where he worked, on a motorbike. And he had a new motorbike for his 21st birthday, and he was driving through Kingston and along the what is now the Cambry Park Gardens way. And a car came in the opposite direction and hit him, and he came off his motorbike, hit a bollard by the Thames. The bike went into the Thames, and he broke his back and pulled his shoulder from there. So went very quickly, well, from Kingston then to Stoke Mandeville straight away. So that was just a few weeks after his 21st birthday. There, I mean, I didn't know him at that stage because he's 7 years older than me. So I say I was sort of sending. I met him when he was 24. So although I knew of him, if you like, around. So he was in Stoke Mandeville for sort of 9 to 10 months straight the way through, and initially he had what they call a T3 T4 lesion of his spine. So he had no movement from sort of lower chest down, obviously doubly incontinent. But he also pulled a brachial plexus lesion in his left shoulder. So his left arm never had full momentum, really. And so he stayed in Stoke Mandeville. He still remembers the names of the matrons, as he called them, and the sisters that bullied them into actually doing as much as they could for themselves. But he did say he was at that time, he was at what was then Kingston College of Technology doing electronic engineering. And he'd already met somebody on his course in a wheelchair. So he said it wasn't the paraplegia that threw him so much, it was the missing of his left arm, because he was by that time getting to be a really accomplished church organist. So he was aware he could use two arms, but it was the thought of having only one hand that was his real problem, I think, from there. But he spent, I say, 9 to 10 months in Stoke Mandeville. He then came back to 23 The Crest, where we are now, to his parents' home, and they put a bed downstairs. But then they also managed this annex put on the back of the house here, so a single room here. His uncle was an architect and had been designing this house anyway about 10 years before. So they added on a room at the back to a house they already had previously had built as a family before his accident, but built that on. And so he then had a room downstairs, and then varying bits of equipment coming from Kingston then. Some Kingston authority, some sort of put in with the building of the room and things a little bit. But I mean, this was still very early days for adaption, because we're talking here 65, 1967, 1968, so early 1960s.